Hello, I'm Rachel and I am the Biosphere Youth Representative.
Hello, I am Brisha Kermode and I am Biosphere Project Assistant.
Well, starting with you, I suppose, first off, Rachel, that we've spoken two or three times before, but you're coming towards the end of your tenure, as it were.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a very long 2 years, I think, since I started. A lot's changed since then, I'd say.
What do you think is your takeaway from this? And when you sort of leave this role, what's going to be your main takeaway for you?
I mean, I've gained so many skills from being a youth representative. Like my communication skills, I think, is one of the main things that I've taken away, along with all sorts of different things. I think I literally see the world a bit differently now. I don't know if that's cringy, but I think I'm a lot more hopeful when I look at the world and I see some of the issues that we're facing, and I've come to understand a lot more about how biosphere reserves can contribute to some of the negative things that we see going on. And so, furthering my understanding of how biosphere reserves function and how they're all connected and how young people can really play a big role in progressing that has made me really, really positive. So yeah, I think that's my main takeaway.
What drew you into the role in the first place? Was this something which had already interested you, or was it something you sort of spotted and thought, oh, that could be interesting?
Yeah, I mean, I've been aware of biosphere reserves for a while, but I think I hadn't truly understood the meaning of them until I took on the role. Specifically, when I went to the Euromab conference, which is an assembly of the biosphere reserves from Europe and North America. When I went along to that and I saw the vast variety of people who were involved in making this happen, I think that really sparked something and made me resonate even further with biosphere reserves. And yeah, I think, yeah, it's deepened my connection and my understanding and my appreciation, really.
What would you say, Brisha? I mean, the youth representation on the Biosphere Board, what was the importance of having this for the Biosphere Isle of Man?
Yeah, so, I mean, the voice of youth is very important in the eyes of UNESCO in general, but for Biosphere Isle of Man, Rachel's just done such a fantastic job in her role as youth representative, and she's really kind of highlighted how you can grow something and that you can have a voice that is listened to. And that was the big part of what we wanted from our youth reps, was for them to have an actual genuine voice and to be heard when it comes to making decisions. And I know that everyone always says this and it's quite cheesy, but the youth are the future, and we need to be thinking ahead to the future, and we need to be listening to the people whose futures will be impacted the most. And so, yeah, having that insight, because some people might not necessarily know what issues that the youth of today are facing because it's forever changing and evolving. So it's just really important to capture that and have them be involved in a way that makes it feel like it's not just tokenistic.
And often I think as you say, I think younger people coming through now tend to be far more open to these ideas and actually more accepting that we perhaps need to change our habits, change the way we live in order to actually have a sustainable world. Perhaps it's sometimes it's my generation older who are much more resistant to these sort of things. Well, we've always done it this way, we can't possibly change.
I mean, I see it two ways, because I actually believe that people of an older generation, they did live more sustainably in terms of the way that they consumed and travelled and other things, and it's just the development of society and technology that has caused a lot of these issues, but without any real major solutions being put in place. So I would never blame any generation, but I think that what's important is that we do have to acknowledge and accept that there is a problem and that we do need to be thinking ahead about how we can stop any potential crises from really unfolding. But the younger people of today are more connected than ever, and so these issues can be heard and shared and discussed, whether it's in person or virtually. And so I think that connection and having that ability to communicate widely really contributes to that kind of better understanding maybe of young people and what the issues are in the world.
Any particular sort of achievements, anything you're really proud of? You mentioned the Euromam and such like, but anything you were really proud of over your 2 years, Rach?
Yeah, I think the first thing that I'm really proud of is completing the island's first youth engagement review for Biosphere. I think it was an interesting time. I was between jobs, and I was very lucky to have been offered the opportunity to come and do a 2 month placement with Biosphere. And I was able to complete a survey of young people on the island and write a report on some of the findings that we found from that report, including some recommendations for different organisations on how they can improve youth engagement, specifically around Biosphere-related initiatives. I think that was really exciting. And I know that Mariella hopes to continue some of that work next year with the new youth representative. So that's one major accomplishment, I think. Another that I've got noted down here is encouraging the other Biosphere reserves around the UK and Ireland to recruit their own youth representatives. I think that was a really exciting moment, especially since I mentioned on our last podcast together, Howard, our trip to Brighton, where all of us new youth representatives came together for the first time. I think that was a major accomplishment, and I'm really proud of that and everyone who's been working hard to put all of that together. And then finally, and it kind of moves on to where I'm going next, but I've recently been appointed as the national focal point for youth and Biosphere reserves around for the UK MAB committee, which is extra exciting, and I can't wait to see how that role develops as the first person in that role as well. So yeah.
So we're really not losing you all together, as it were, from the sort of the network.
No, I'd hate to stop being involved with Biosphere Reserves. As I mentioned, like they've got such a strong place in my heart now, and I'd love to continue working in this space in the future. So yeah, really exciting.
So, Brisha, then, with Rachel's departure, does that mean now we're looking then for, what we are looking, as I understand it, for another youth representative?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a very sad day when Rachel does depart, because obviously she's just been, like, so influential and inspirational, and it's very much what you put into the role as well. It is a volunteer role, and what she's done, I mean, it's remarkable juggling that with work as well. But it's about that passion, and it's about that real want to contribute and do good things. And so, yes, we will be looking for somebody to join Mariella, and all the details of that will go out shortly. So, and I should actually mention that we do class youth as people aged 18 to 35. So it's quite a broad kind of age bracket. So it's people who are, you know, leaving school or graduating or getting married, having children, buying houses. You know, it's a broad spectrum of age and experience. And so, yeah, when we recruit somebody to join Mariella, it'll be really great for us to see how that team develops in itself as well, and what new things are brought to the table. But yeah, with Rachel's work, and she set up this youth network as well, it's like a WhatsApp community. And I'd say that it's encouraged people to develop their own skills, to meet up and go to different events, but it's also people have made a lot of friends in that network, which is really nice. And I think that people who've come to the island and have found this network, it's been a really good space for them to meet people and, yeah, really find out what their passions are in the island. So, yeah, it's a really good thing to get involved with. Whether you're a youth representative or not, you can still be involved in some way.
So, of course, the Biosphere board members, we are hearing appointment of the Biosphere board just recently. Rach, your involvement with that, so the youth rep is involved within the Biosphere board?
Yeah, I think it's a really exciting extra opportunity that comes alongside being a youth representative, is that they now have a place on the Biosphere board as well, which I don't think is something that any of the other youth representatives that I'm aware of in other Biosphere reserves have that opportunity. And it's just such an exciting new way for young people to really contribute to steering how Biosphere is going to work moving forward and different projects.
Yeah, absolutely. And it comes back to that youth having a voice, and the youth representatives, as part of their role, they do have that seat on the board, and they represent youth advocacy, and it means that they, along with everyone else on the board who are all, you know, responsible for their own domains and important areas, it means they can all work together and factor in what young people actually want. And it's yeah, it's another small part of the role, but there's not too many meetings. But it should just be a brilliant opportunity again to get connected to these other people and to just have that, you know, contribution in that respect. So
yeah, really inspiring, like motivational people who are involved on the board, and having those connections are going to be really, really great for whoever the new person who joins as a youth representative is going to be. Yeah, quite jealous. I really want to stay involved and stay on the board.
I'm sure you can still come to the meetings.
I don't know. I'll speak to Jason.
Just give us a steer then of what sort of person. You gave us an age range there. And an idea, but maybe what sort of person you should think would be ideal for the role, and just what they will be committing to, what would be expected of them in the role.
So I think there's a bit of a misconception sometimes that it would have to be somebody who's either an environmentalist or, you know, conservationist, someone that works in that field or is interested in that field. Of course, that helps, because there is an element of that side of things, but it's not necessary at all. It can be anybody. I mean, biosphere is everything, so it can be someone who has never had any experience in the environment field, but, you know, they've got interests in social well-being or economy or culture, you know, anything and everything, really. It's purely the want and the passion to get involved. And we haven't put out the kind of job advert as such yet, but that will have more information about the sort of person that we are looking for. But it's the time that you put into it, and it's being aware if you can commit to it or not, because things can get overwhelming with other commitments. And yeah, like with Rachel, she's just ran with it, and she's kind of made it a real priority of hers to do the stuff because she cares. And so I would just say somebody who's passionate, somebody who's interested in biosphere or maybe wants to learn more about it, but who wants to really drive a movement for better and for sustainable future for us all.
And is it a purely voluntary role, or is it any remuneration for any aspects of it? Or
it is voluntary. However, we do believe that some great opportunities can stem from it. And like with Rachel, she gained her placement with us through her work as a youth rep. And even though that was a short-term placement, it was a paid one. And so there are opportunities that can arise, but it also adds to your CV and creates opportunities like we touched on, travelling, going to other biospheres, meeting other people. And I think that for employers, that really shows that you've got that self-motivation to, you know, get yourself out there, really. And so it can lead to really, really good things. And hopefully it'll lead to very good things for Rachel in the future.
So just listening, or anyone listening to this podcast, give us the time scales and when will it open? When can people put in their applications, and what's the closing date?
Yeah, so we're looking at opening the applications on the 23rd of July, so coming up in a few weeks, and then that'll be open until the 20th of August, so over the summer to get your application in. And just keep an eye out on our Facebook and social media channels and our website as well, because we'll put full details out on there as well.
And applications all online?
I believe so. Yeah, we tend to ask people to submit them through our biosphere inbox, and submit a CV and kind of a covering letter to explain why you're interested in the role.
But you can get the details via the biosphere website.
Yes, yeah. We'll put it on our website, and
we'll do a big social media push.
Yes, and if you don't already, the biosphere youth reps have set up an Instagram page that you can follow.
Yeah, I think it's biosphere IOM. Youth network.
Brilliant. I was going to say, Rachel, whether you're going to miss it or not, but it sounds like with this new role, then it's more of a continuation and a sort of change rather than an end point, as it were.
Yeah, no, of course, I'll still be involved, and if anything, I'll be maybe more involved, hopefully. Well, I'm going off to study my master's, so I'll be focusing on that primarily, but then also having this role as my voluntary continuation. Yeah, it's been really exciting, and yeah, look forward to seeing where it goes.
And do you have any plans yourself? Maybe not, I know you're doing a master's, but after that, any ideas of where you'll be heading after that, sort of career-wise? Are you wanting to stay within this sort of type of work, or maybe, you know, use your skills in this sort of type of work within conservation and biosphere work?
Well, yeah, I've always said I want to come back to the island. I think I might need to stay away for a little while and continue to build my skills, but hopefully come back someday. I'd love to focus on some research, bring some more biosphere-focused research to the island. But yeah, all early ideas at the moment.
Well, listen, very best of luck at whatever you're doing. We hope to see you back here soon. We know you'll still be actively involved within the Biosphere Network, so very best. And yes, just remind us again, Brisha, then, people want to get in, so it's 23rd of July. Go to get the details online and basically, yes, get in there and give it a whiz. You've got nothing to lose.
Absolutely, yeah. If you're a passionate person who is interested in getting involved in biosphere initiatives, developing your skill sets, opportunities that arise from it, and building on the current work, then yeah, keep an eye out on our pages, and 23rd of July to the 20th of August is the window to apply.